The Sci-Fodda Film Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sci-Fodda Film Podcast. I am Andy Walker and I have a stain on my t-shirt. Which is annoying. And I'm here as usual with my son Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello there.
Are you all tickety-boo?
Well as can be, yes.
As well as Marcus will be and all that, yeah. I just get a hobnob and I've got bits in my mouth now. Like eating half a ton of hay. Now then. This week we are doing something different.
Yes. This
week we have four. Four short films. And the overarching thingy for these short films is that all of them have been created using AI. Now, we've talked about AI before, and we did review a film that the script was written by a computer.
Yes.
Which was somewhat confusing and rather bizarre. I was interested to see what these would be like. Okay, so four short films. The first one of these is called The Grip of Mortal Terror. This is on the Artificial Creeps channel on YouTube. There isn't very much in the way of casts and synopses and things like that in these for these films as such. It just says that it's a video with music, narration, and visuals generated entirely by AI. Now, the synopsis that there is says a woman's AI assistant summons a supernatural entity.
Yeah.
So, this isn't really a film. It's kind of like an audio book or short story with some illustrations.
Yeah.
It's more of an audio
book for a picture book.
Yeah, but the thing is that neither the book or the illustrations are that good.
No, it's very. Oh, the pictures seem, I don't know, sort of very blurred and sort of like they've taken almost like you'd expect to see for a lot of film, like a lot of the photos that you see of like Sasquatch and Nessie and all that. They're all just slightly out of focus.
I think it's supposed to be atmosphere. I don't know.
But like this, it's very weird and it seems a bit sort of, I don't know, it's almost, they sort of represent what's being spoken about, but not entirely.
No. And it's so emotionless and dull.
Yeah.
I mean, you got this horror story, and there's no emotion or emphasis put into any part of it. And the storytelling is awful. It did nothing for me at all.
No, it's one of the problems is the fact that if it had been told or narrated by a human, I think that the emotion could have been put into it. And even the breaks in speech would have been in the right place, but this seemed like a continual droll speech.
Yeah, it just left me completely bored.
Mm.
By the end of it, I just didn't care. Not interested, to be honest.
No.
I've watched a few of the ones on that Artificial Creeps channel, and they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same, not necessarily the same story or the same style of story, but they're all, they're just kind of emotionless, dull, dreary sort of things.
Yeah.
So I would recommend giving those a miss completely.
That one, yeah.
The second of our short films is called The City on Mars. Now, this was made by Mick Mumpies. Mumpits. Mumpits. Yes. Mick Mumpits. It's an AI-generated 3D short film. The synopsis for this says, "Are you looking for an out-of-this-world adventure? Look no further than the City on Mars."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, a lot. It's weird. I liked it, but I wouldn't class it. I know it's the sci-fi bit of it, but it did almost seem more like a travel advert, like a sort of one to do, like come to Barbados and stuff like that. And it's just like it was good. Don't get me wrong. Like the pictures and the imagery, I think was a lot better than this, and it seemed to flow a lot better. For me, but it just again, it was more of a travel
Yeah,
one, and it's
I can imagine this being something in, like, something happens to a group of people who live on Earth. This advert comes up on the TV and they all decide to move to this city on Mars, but they can't get away from the trouble that they've left behind on Earth, and it's all
I was, I
taken
was just.
adventure.
I was gonna say, I do agree with you. I was gonna say the same thing. Is I could see this being slotted in as an advert, like as a fit in a film that is like a group of people or someone sees this advert and it goes to they go to Mars and that's when like the trouble begins and or like it follows them and stuff like that. And I could see it being used, but it's just.
It does kind of remind me of the adverts that they had on, like, Back to the Future. The ones up on the big screens that come to life and that sort of thing. I mean, it looks quite good, but it's no better or worse than any normal, any ordinary kind of travel advert, sort of holiday advert thing.
No.
It's just a. It's kind of not really a film as such. It's a kind of like a CGI set piece.
It's just it's sadly just it reminds me too much of like travel adverts and like advertisement. And it's very wrong. It's like I said, it's the flow of it is really good. The imagery is really good, but that's about all I can say for it.
But again, it's also got the problem of having a computer-generated voiceover, which doesn't quite sound right and doesn't have the emotions and things in the right places.
No, it is scary. Yeah, it's a lot better flowing this time. Like the speech is a lot more broken up, and you can actually understand it. But yeah, it's very monotone, and there's no I don't know what's the word. There's no the sort of variance in the pitch or frequency, and all that. So it's just droll, and it's really bad because as I said, what he's talking about it could be used in a film. It could be used in a feature for an advert for to start a film off, and I think it could go far. But just that bit, it just as a standalone film for me, I don't think it would work. As another as part of another one, it could though.
No, I agree. I can't see this. I can't see it doing much on its own. Okay, our third short film is called The Safe Zone. This is by 28 Squared Studios and Moon Ventures. This was written, written and directed by ChatGPT on of OpenAI. Now, the it was not only was it the it came up with the directions for the cinematography and for all of the actors, as well as having written the script. So there are human actors in this in a real life setting. That's the weird thing. So the cast, this is Denise Laurel, Richard Kwan, Angelica Ong, and Aaron Kemmer. There isn't a synopsis for this. I found the idea of this quite scary because the removal of all of the human input into the film, I was
It's
worried about whether or not it would mean that they'd be able to just sort of like put a bunch of human actors into a room and the computer would just do everything else.
it's just the thing is the fact that it's that it as a film is actually what the film is based on as well. It's the whole everyone relying more on AI about everything and the fact that like he even uses it to close the curtains and we use it as a lot of people use it for looking things up now and everything's all computerized and the fact that they it's an AI that's written or that's made this film up about the fact that an AI basically AI have taken over is slightly scary but it's just it's one of them things it's just the fact that it's I think it's a good film but it just gets to the point that it gets to the point where sort of that's the way that I think we are going to go it's not taken over, but everything is relied on by AI.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'll do that. I mean, my thing about this as a film is that I watched it even for by the time before I got even halfway through, I realised that the lack of human input was the problem because it leaves it again emotionless and flat. There's no empathy in the words they're saying, even though they're trying to put humanity into it the way they're saying it. Because they're human, there's no empathy, there's no, some of it doesn't even make a great deal of sense.
No, it's again, it's the problem is the fact that it's just all it throws the words together to make it fit to the algorithm that is used. But it's just, I think it's there is a bit in it that I don't know. I looked at it and I thought that is a bit of a human thing is the fact that the automatic reaction of there's a group of people that are family, friends, whatever, that have been with each other for a long time, to then find out that there is a survival, but only one can go. And how quickly that then, that all the family ties, all the bonds and all that break down quickly. I do
I get
think
that.
that, I do think there's a couple of joke bits in it, like the end with what happens with Elon Musk meant to be buying this safe zone and charge it. And it's just very sort of, I don't know, just bits that were added that I don't know just seemed a bit pointless to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it did end up just again, just, to me, it was a collection of words spoken by human actors, but with no real
No.
feelings of humanity to it. It was just kind of like
No.
it was like people just reciting things without having any kind of like.
Yeah, it's almost like. Like you would do if you're learning the script for the first time, you just say the words, you don't put the emotion and stuff like that. And the problem is that that's just the way it stayed the whole way through it. And it's just, I think that there's nothing wrong. There's certain things probably in the world that AI or machinery could be used for, but to have a film, in my opinion, to have a film, it needs that human input.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Okay, last film is called The Last Stand. And this is by Hashem Al Ga Gal Hashem Al Ghali. It's AI generated script, voices, and concept art. Now, I actually thought this was the best of the four films because it was very much like apart from another film, you know. It's like a clip from a film, but it does come across as being just basically like a CGI effects reel.
Oh, it's just, it is as well. The bit that I found, and I will say this, and as much as this goes again to the, I don't want to say this because I don't really want to say it because I know it's an odd term, but the stupidity of some people, the fact that they had to put a disclaimer on it to say it wasn't real, to say that this isn't real, it hasn't happened. Like everyone would forget that. It's just, I don't know. I get the fact that it's like with this, it was the CGI and the the alien effect added to it. But it was just basically all the stuff that's going in on in the politics and the world nowadays with aliens.
Yeah. And then the other thing is the fact that there isn't a single thing in any of these films that isn't something I've seen done before somewhere else. And it isn't something that I haven't seen. This last one, it's a story I've seen told so many times. Aliens come here. We think that they're the enemy. We try to kill them. They decide that they're not the enemy. They actually come here to help us. And they decide that we're a waste of space, so they're going to kill us. I mean, it's the basis of 90% of 1950s and 60s
It's the
sci-fi
basis
movies.
of most sci-fi films with
So,
aliens. It's the fact that we automatically assume the worst, go with them, attack them instead of finding out first. And but again, it's just I get the fact that there's a lot of stuff that is true nature to the film, and it's a lot of it just seemed a lot of political stuff that was thrown in your face a lot. Don't be wrong with the whole alien bit is a bit different story, but the whole it just it's the powers of the world arguing with each other because they want to be the best, they want to be the strongest, they want to be the powers instead of doing what everyone in humanity should do, which is actually looking out for each other instead of basically going, my guns are bigger than yours, so I'm in charge. It's just like, it gives a crap. Like, you're meant to be looking at, there's a lot more other stuff that's more important in this world than who's got the biggest gun. So it's just, and I get the fact that obviously this is a AI generated thing, and the CGI in it and the effects in it, I think were very good. And it was really weird to see some of the pictures that are probably a real one, whatever. But just with that, how authentic it looked with the bits in the background. With it, but it's I sort of lost interest when they started doing the whole thing with Trump in it. And it's just sort of like that bit wasn't needed. I
No.
get the fact that, and that's where I just for me, it's just got like this is just it is just modern day stuff that's going on with aliens in the background.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is no matter what you do, AI at the moment is only capable of taking things that have already been done by other people and then rearranging them and doing them in a different way. So there's the other thing is being computer and that sort of thing, it doesn't have real emotion and feelings or an emotional response. You don't give an emotional response to it because it doesn't have the emotion stuff in it.
It's the things that a lot of people out there think that the AI chat or whatever is artificial intelligence chat. It's not, it's an algorithm chat. It will follow an algorithm, look at your responses and give you out something that it
But
deems the answer. Doesn't mean it is.
the other thing is the fact that it will base everything it's writing or creating or whatever on things that have already been done by people somewhere in the library or in the cloud or something somewhere.
Yeah, some
Or
idea that is
draws
in
from all of
public
the
domain
it draws
that
from
is,
all of the stuff that's on the internet and in the cloud.
yeah, everything that's out there that's ever been typed up, thought out, whatever, saved somewhere is going to look at and go, this is a good idea, here's the answer. Not what most people should, which a lot of human people do, which is okay, yeah, they do a lot of, there are a lot of humans that do go, this is a good idea, I'll do it my way. But have a unique idea where which we've seen in a lot of these films, in a lot of films we've watched.
This is the thing. I think the stuff that's shown in these films and in other films I've seen that are done by AI, it could be good for like throwaway sort of pulp action sci-fi movies, things like that, in much the same way that CGI is used now by people who don't have a lot of money, so they kind of put a lot of CGI effects into their films to bulk it out. And I can see this being used in the same sort of way for those sort of things. The trouble is that you then have them swamping the time and the airways and all that sort of thing, and it leaves no space for real good filmmaking.
And that's the thing is that even with the films that like we've watched, and there's been people that have done variations of other films that we've seen before over the years, they are still ones that, because of their human input that they've done to it, because of their thoughts, their ideas, their just their way of looking at it,
Yeah.
has put their own unique stamp on it.
And
And
this is
with
what.
this, with a lot of AI stuff, it's not, it's changing it, but it's not putting a unique stamp on it. It's just rearranging it and shoving it in and giving it
It's
to you.
not creating anything new or create. I mean, even if you look at things like, George A. Romero, having done his the Light of the Living Dead, nobody had done that, those zombies in that way before. Nobody had done that sort of thing, and every time he did a film, they came up with something new, and it was done by him and the people who were making the film as they were making it.
Yeah.
And I can't see AI ever being able to do that. I can't see it ever being able to have an original thought that it would suddenly go, hang on a minute, if we did this, it'd look much better.
Yeah. Oh, it's the thing is that we go back to what we talked about last the other week when we did the Night of the Living Dead. The two variations we watched of that. The fact that whatever we said on the episode, there are countless ones out there because it's in public domain and people do what they want with it. But you look at that again, and the fact that people go, okay, we'll follow the script, but have their own way of filming it. And
Yeah.
even the two variations we watched, there were different twists and turns in it
Yeah,
that weren't
absolutely.
in the other one because it's there, the input that was put in by the people that were involved.
Yeah.
Which, again, I agree with you. The AI thing, I don't think it's going to be able to be at this present state, because I know for a fact that someone's probably going to message and go, but AI can learn. Yeah, fine, it could do 20 years from now. When someone actually creates an AI that can learn, not just one that's following an algorithm. But it's this is at the moment, it can't be done. I don't think so
No.
anymore.
And I think the big thing about it is, for me, it's like any, and I consider cinema to be an art form, and I any art, to me, for it to be considered art, and so for it to be considered to be, I don't know if you could say good, that's not right the right term, but it needs to elicit an emotional response.
Yeah.
And none of these films do.
I totally agree. It's just it needs to have that sort of emotional, even if it is just that sort of like the third one we watched was Safe Zone, even if it was just the way that the script was written, you
Yeah.
then can then interpret your feelings into the way that it's written. And AI can't. It's going to be this is how what you need to say,
Yeah.
not you need to say this and have the choke in your voice and have that sort of be able to understand the fact that when you're saying these things originally or when you're the humans are telling them, they're going to be upset, they're going to be angry, they're going to be
Yeah.
funny, they're going to be whatever. It's just going to be these are the words.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's, you need to. I mean, somebody, I can't remember, it was an artist. I saw a thing on TV of an artist on it, and he was saying the worst thing that anyone could say to him about a piece of work that he created was, it was all right.
Yeah.
Said, I want you to have an emotional response to it. I want you to either love it or hate it, but I want you to have an emotional response to it.
Yeah.
And
It's
it's
the
all right is not an emotional
no.
response.
Don't get me wrong. Like we've said before, and this is the fact that we know that this and everything else is an art form, and everyone interprets art and everything differently. But this, I don't think with what you said, has that emotional bit in it for you to interpret it the way that human will.
No.
It is going to look at and go, that's a film.
Yeah.
Not like ones we've seen before where go, that's an amazing film because
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just going to be, that's a film.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like we've sat there and we've watched films from people that we've had interviews with whatever, and we've known that we can sit there and go, when they've had the idea that there was something going on in their life that helped them. For an AI, it's just this is the idea. It's no
Yeah.
different really. It's just
Yeah. I think that's it. If there's no emotional input, there can't possibly be an emotional reaction.
yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's say, don't be wrong. I like the fact that people are trying things with technology. I get the fact that people want to experiment, but I think that filmmaking, to a certain degree, I think that you can use certain things within AI to help.
I think,
But to a certain degree, it needs to have a human input.
yeah, I think it does need to have any human input. And I think the other thing for me is the fact that it's like, if all it's doing is taking things that have already been written or created by other people, where's the creativity in this?
Yeah, and the
If all
uniqueness.
you're doing is you're putting in a thing that say, write me a science fiction story about a family who have to, the world's going to end, and they've got to go away to whatever, and it comes up with this script, which it's taken from 15 million other scripts it's read online, and it creates characters and a backdrop and effects that are taken from 15 million other films it's found online. Where's the actual creativity?
Yeah, and at the same time, the creativity and the unique aspect to it. Like every film, be it remake, like redos, reboots, whatever, like copies or just absolute like sequels, whatever. Every single one has got a uniqueness to it. Bearing like even if one that's been done to like 500,000 times or whatever, every single film has got their own uniqueness to it.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that AI is able to put that uniqueness in.
No, absolutely. I agree completely. So there you go. That's it. AI is a waste of time. Don't bother with it.
If you want to do a film, try it. Just honestly, that's the but just, as someone that enjoys watching films, being good, bad, terrible, whatever. As long as you try, someone's gonna like it. Someone's gonna go. I said, like we've seen on here before, there have been god awful films that we've watched that sat there and gone, it's a great start.
But I mean, I just think you can't beat people actually bouncing ideas off each other and kind of like coming up with something between them. It's an organic process, and you can't have an organic process if everything's done by electronic, computers. The organic computers, that's what we need.
Got organic computers, they're called plants. If you want to be really pedantic about it, we've got organic computers. They're called our brains.
Called human beans.
They're called human brain cells.
Human beans. So there you go. So I mean, by all means, check these films out for yourself, and look at the other films on YouTube that have been done by AI. And if you think we're wrong, if you think that AI is the future of the world of filmmaking, then let us know and see and tell us why you think that. I mean, you'll be wrong, but tell us.
Yeah, so we would love to know your opinion. We know it's AI generated, but we know we'd like to know your opinion.
So, having said that, this is the AI showing that. No. Thank you very much, Scott, for your input and insights.
I'm glad, sort of glad that I've got to watch these films this week.
Yeah, I know. I must
Very,
admit, this is.
it's been very weird this season. We've been all over the place now with all the films we've watched.
Absolutely.
It's not like we're running
Absolutely.
out of ideas or whatever. It's just it's getting to the point now where we're sort of not we're reaching the sort of everything we can do. And it's just I like the fact that we're getting to that point. It's not just this is what we're doing now. It's going to be two films and I think it's the fact that we're doing short films, we're doing the comparisons and
Odd stuff.
other stuff, yeah, like this
Well,
podcast.
we've got 2 weeks of fairly ordinary idea, two shorts and a feature film, but we are doing classic science fiction films for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
Classic science fiction films. Next week we have Day of the Triffids.
Okay, I'll let you off that one.
And then the week after, we have This Island Earth. Both.
Mike, we might have a guest for next week, one, because I want to try and convince Amy to do it, because that way to watch Day of the Triffids at least, because then she'll understand why I keep blaming the Triffids for everything.
Well, the next 2 weeks are all sci-fi because the 2 weeks after that will be our Halloween specials.
The marathon that we're going to be doing with that.
The marathon, yes, we have 10 short films on each session.
Yeah. Not that we want to try and push ourselves even more.
I love it. And somewhere in the middle of that, we'll actually be going to Romford to see a Saturday night showing, or
Oh.
a whole Saturday showing, rather, of John Carpenter films.
Yes, I almost forgot about that. That is a very good point.
There's some good stuff on there, so that would be good fun. It's all John Carpenter stuff apart from one, which is Terrorvision. I don't think that's John Carpenter. No, it's not. So, yes, anyway, thank you to everybody out there for listening, hearing, being, seeing, sneezing, grumping,
Grumping.
docking. I'm thinking of trying to think of the Seven Dwarves and see if I could. I don't know.
Oh dear. Problem is, all I can think of now is seven books.
I like grumping. Grumping's quite good. I like that. I'm
Yeah,
going
I think
grumping.
Dawkins could be used as something else, though, and I think he's known for something else.
I'm going grumping. So yes, thank you very much and everything and all that. And we will be back next week with two short sci-fi films and the feature film, The Day of the Triffids.
Yeah.
Until then,
Bye.
bye. Bye. Bye.
The Sci-Fora Film Podcast.